This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Mishnayis Lili Nishmas, my father, Moshe Yitzchak ben Doiv, also L'schus Kol Chol Am Yisrael, also L'schus Kol Am Yisrael, especially those who are Nesun and Betzaru V'Shivya. We're up to Maseches Sanhedrin, Perik Tes Mishnevav. We're talking about people who are put to death, put to Misa, and some of the exception ways that people end up being put to Misa. And now we're going to talk about when Beis Din themselves aren't putting these people to Misa. They are actually being put to Misa through either a person who is a, what we may call a vigilante, somebody who's a kanoi, somebody who's a person who wants to take wants to defend the covet of the Eibishte, or other such kind of things. Hagoinev es hakasva, somebody who steals one of the utensils of the Beis Hamikdash. Mekalel bekoisim, a person who curses Hashem, but he uses one of the nicknames of Hashem to curse. Vaboyel aramis, a person who has relations with a non-Jewish woman, a yid who has relations with non-Jewish woman. Kanoin poigin boy, a person who is a kanoi, a person who wants to be doing for the covet of the Eibishter, someone who means it seriously, not a person who's just looking to have an excuse to kill somebody, but they are the ones who are supposed to put the person to death. Kohen Shishimish Betuma, a person who was a kohen who, while he was still tamei, went and he did avoid in the Beis Hamikdash. So Ein Echa VaKohanim Mevi'in Ois to the Beis Din, his brothers, the kohanim, in other words, the other kohanim that are there, do not bring him to Beis Din to be judged. Ella, what do they do? Pirchei Kehuna, the young ones of the kohanim, in other words, they're not old enough to be doing avoid in the Beis Hamikdash, but they're young and they're hot-headed. They're able to take on the defense of the Eibishtim. Maitziyin oisei mechutz la'azara, they take him out of the Azara because they're going to be putting him to death. They don't want a person dying in the Azara and bringing the tumma of a dead person, a dead body, in the Azara. Umaftziyin es moichei begzirin, they hit his head with broken pieces of wood until it splits open. And that's how he dies. The reason why they use broken pieces of wood is because that way they are theoretically not going to get tumah from it, because a broken piece of wood does not carry tumah. Zar Shashimish b'migdash, a person who is not a kohen that went ahead and did avoid that only a kohen is supposed to do, such as Kabbalah, Halacha, Zrika, and such, those are only supposed to be done by a kohen, and if a zar, a person who's not a kohen, does it, Rabbi Akiva says, Bechenek, he's taken to Beis Din, and he actually is given the misa of chenek. The Chacham say that the Beis Din doesn't kill him, Bidei Shemayim, it's a misa Bidei Shemayim that he gets, the Eibishter is the one who's going to take care of him. Yashar Koyach, and have a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class, brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.